Thanks for tuning in to What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, glad to be joined by Greg Lyon, coming to the panel for the first time from Asheville Free Media. Also, Daniel Costin joining us for the second time, coming over from Charlotte. Today, we look back on 2011 and have some admissions on some unlikely favorite records.
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the records that I have been listening to a lot over the year. And some of them are kind of surprising to me. I've actually, the PJ Harvey record, Let England Shake, I think is a very understated record that I think really is an amazing record. It's a themed record. It's about colonial Britain. And she really takes on their militarism and patriotism and other things in a very, very subtle way. And it took a lot of listens for me to actually warm up to that record, but I think it's fantastic. The Bonnie Prince Billy record, Wolf Roy Goes to Town, it just came out. I saw him play. I unfortunately didn't get to see him play in Marshall, which I think would have been the most amazing setting ever.
Which is so unlikely, like Marshall, North Carolina, is getting people like Bonnie Prince Billy at this arts center.
Well, we have Harvest Records to thank for that. Mm-hmm. They made that happen. I think he is one of America's greatest songwriters. And I think he's become one of the best singers out there as well. The harmonies that he does with Angel Olsen live and on that record are just absolutely beautiful.
A couple of my favorites from this past year is a record called The Queen of Denmark by John Grant. John was the singer for a band called The Czars, and he's gone much more kind of orchestral pop. He's a fantastic piano player, and he did this album with the members of Midlake. And I think Midlake actually produced the album as well as playing on it. It's somewhat morose, somewhat funny, really amazing orchestral chamber pop songs. His grand piano leads every track. And this record has taken off in England and Europe. I mean, read like Mojo or Q, and he's all over the place. It's largely avoided America, even though he's, I believe, the western part of the U.S., and there's a couple songs on there. I mean, Where Dreams Go to Die has gotten a lot of press in Europe, but there's a song called Fireflies, which is one of the best ballads I think I've heard in the last few years. I really, definitely, if you haven't heard that record, check it out.
Another record on my list is the Dirt Bombs album, Party Store. And that really did actually surprise me as well, because I haven't really paid much attention to the Dirt Bombs in the number of years. The Dirt Bombs are a garage punk outfit from Detroit led by an African-American guitarist and singer named Mick Collins. And this record is a complete departure from anything they'd ever done. Basically, he decided that he was going to do an homage to Detroit techno. And he had the band plays Derek May tracks and other Detroit techno artists. And it is incredibly driving. The combination between that band and the idea of a techno record sounds horrible, but in reality, I listen to it all the way through. It totally grooves me. It's worth listening to.
I really like the new Decemberist record. Yes, it was number one and got all these, you know, critics' best dust, but it's a really good record. You know, take away all the press and all the other stuff. It's a very good record, and I think it's some of the best stuff I've ever done. I look forward to more stuff from them in the future.
Yeah, I'm glad you can listen to his vocals, because I can't.
You know, it's, I guess for some people it's an acquired taste, but I grew up listening to Dylan or more talk singers. But then again, you know, when you're not listening to top 40, you just get used to, okay, that's their voice. You know, like some people you go, okay, you know, Jandek isn't for everybody, but for some people, you know, that voice hits you. So, but Colin is sort of somewhere between like Dylan and Jandek and Leonard Cohen. It's just, it's a different thing, but it speaks to the lyrics that he's delivering.
Well, to be fair, all those other artists that you said who have irritating voices, I like. So eventually I probably will like him too. My big admission for, it's going to totally blow any street cred I ever had, is that I think I probably listened more to the new Feist record than any record this year. And I don't know exactly why that is, because I actually don't know her music prior to this, except for the iPod Nano commercial. What was that song? 1, 2, 3, 4. I haven't listened to the previous record. Somehow or another, the Feist record, it's called Metals, got into my CD player, and it's been difficult for me to get it out. It's on my iPod. It's just a beautiful record. Every song on it does something different, and I'm taken completely with it.
I also mentioned, too, some of the reissues that came out in the past year is the Left Banks two albums, Walk Away Renee, Pretty Ballerina, and the Left Bank 2. It came out this year on Sundays after being out of print for nigh on nearly 20 years. And they're great records. I'm wholly biased in my opinion, but I love those records. One record I discovered this year was actually an album that's 40 years old, or a couple albums are 40 years old, by a British group called Heron. They are on Pi Records, very bucolic English folk. They actually recorded them in fields and cottages, but as they told me, it wasn't because they thought that was cool. It was where they were living. It just made sense to bring the recording gear out there. And they're just really good records. I actually searched out the band. I liked the records enough that I searched them out and got them to do a group interview via email. It was a thrill because I really like those records.
On the difficult side, I do want to mention two records really briefly. Cut Hands is William Bennett, and he is in a band called White House. And he did an album this year called Afro Noise 1, which is very difficult but incredibly rewarding. He did a lot of, it's a cut-up piece album, did a lot of African beats and things on that. And then Bill Orcutt. Bill Orcutt is an acoustic guitarist who does really damaged acoustic guitar. And How the Thing Sings is the name of that record. That's definitely worth listening to.
Did anybody listen to the Felice Brothers record?
I really haven't. I've heard one or two tracks, and that's one of those bands that everybody's, oh my God, you love this band. This and that, and they've just not hit me.
Well, they're completely different now on this record this year. You made me think about it, Greg, when you were talking about difficult music, because it is a record that I really wanted to like, and it's just a difficult listen. It's just something that is hard to play. It's odd. It's strange. You just have to listen to it. We've played some of it.
It's disjointed. There seems to be sort of a hodgepodge of influences that are going on. It's like they're trying to do that vaguely band-esque sound, but they're mixing in the hip-hop stuff. Mm. There's a little bit of a hey, kids, watch this sort of thing. Now, and please don't send me emails if you're a Felice Brothers fan. I actually made the mistake of seeing them for the first time right after I saw the Sonics for the first time at South by Southwest. And then I thought, well, that's not the way to see them. Let me see that. I saw them at the Visualite this year in Charlotte. And it was, they brought in the hip hop stuff. And I was just like, it's sometimes frustrating to see a band that you like, you want to like, and they're just sort of halfway there. And that's how I feel about the Felice Brothers, and particularly this new record and the new music. It's just not there.
Have either of you managed to actually get through the Lou Reed and Metallica record?
No.
I started it.
I started it too. I think we can all agree that that may be the worst of the year.
I hate saying that because, well, you know.
Well, everybody says it, so it's you know.
I'm amazed how unanimous.
Well, and actually it seems to have become cool to write a criticism of that actually tries to find something good to say about it. Mm-hmm. But I can't do that.
The string quartet parts are good.
There you go.
Yeah, there you are.
There we have it.
There's a few little bits on that record. It's like, because it was originally based on a series of chamber pieces that Lou wrote for a German opera. Mm-hmm. And when it's just that, those are interesting. But then I will say to one of the big problems with that record is the vocals are mixed way, way, way too high.
Yep.
And you realize how out of tune Lou and Metallica really are. And that's a shame.
It's a shame.
What are your thoughts? Email us what it is at wncw.org. Talking with Greg Lyon and Daniel Kosten today about some favorite records of 2011, also some low points in the past year of music. For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick. Until next time.